thank you all very much for tuning tonight. Well, this is my very humble home here. What I'm going to do this evening is really very simple. All I'm planning to do is tell you a little bit about my life. And I'm not planning on doing anything more than that. And I'm not planning on doing anything less than that. And this started at the very beginning, and we're going way back to the present, to here and now to time. I'm going to begin with a little visual poem that I wrote, which describes how it all began. See, I was born as Ellen Steinberg. But I didn't like being Ellen Steinberg very much, so I simply invented Ellen Sprinkle. See, Ellen was excruciatingly shy. An endless exhibition. Ellen was fat and ugly and unattractive, and no one seemed to want her. But Ellen was voluptuous and sexy, and everyone seemed to want her. Ellen desperately needed attention, and Ellen Sprinkle got it. Ellen wore very ugly formal nightgowns like this one and horrible orthopedic shoes. But Annie Sprinkle wore a sexy lingerie and 6-inch high heels. Ellen was scared of boys and absolutely terrified of sex. But Annie was fearless. Draw the card closer to close your eyes at any point in time. Ellen was dull and boring, but Annie was exciting. Ellen was a nobody from the suburbs of Los Angeles, but Annie Sprinkle, she got a little bit of famous, and people even asked her for autographs, and she would be in Manhattan. Ellen Steinberg still sometimes wants to get married and have children. But Annie Sprinkle wants fame and fortune and a career. Now, after all these years, I finally come to realize that, as impossible as it is for me to believe, Ellen Steinberg really must be Annie Sprinkle. And the truth is, Annie Sprinkle is still very much Ellen Steinberg.